This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. There's been yet another death this week at the Snohomish County Jail. A woman hung herself in her cell. Last year, a federal report said overcrowding and understaffing was putting the health of inmates at risk. But since then, there have been 5 more deaths at the Snohomish County Jail. That's at least 13 deaths since 2010. Well, the frequency of deaths keeps making news, but Margaret Noonan says the death rate at the Snohomish County Jail is not unexpected. She's a statistician for the Department of Justice.
For the frequencies of death, given the size of the Snohomish County Jail, which holds on an average day in excess of 1,000 inmates, that's actually not an unexpected number. For most jails in the United States, there are 0 deaths in any given year, so there are no deaths. But what you have to keep in mind is the average jail in the United States holds around 250 inmates on an average day, so your jail is actually much larger. And what we found is that as jails are larger, the likelihood of them reporting one or more deaths increases, and once they break the 1,000 inmate barrier, it's almost a guarantee that they're going to have at least one death in any given year, and usually they have multiple deaths.
Why is it that death rates are so much higher in jails than in prisons?
An acute event like a heart attack or an intox event or a suicide, it's probably going to happen within the first few days. Jails are actually facilities that are holding inmates either pretrial or they are holding convicted misdemeanants for a sentence of typically less than a year, whereas prisons are convicted felons. So you're thinking about two very different populations. And as a result, for jails, if the inmates are only there about 20 days, everybody who comes in has to serve day one, but the farther you get out, so by the time you get post day 20, the pool of people that are still there is much smaller. So if you were going to see a death event, you probably are going to see it within that time period of 20 days. But people have to kind of keep in mind that jail deaths are really a rare event model. Jails admit, you know, in excess of 12 million people a year. And on an average day, all jails in the United States are holding anywhere between 700 and 800,000 inmates. And so when you look at jail deaths, we're around 900 to 1,000 deaths per year. So it's not something that's very common.
Yeah, compared to 12 million people in the general public, what's the death rate of the 12 million people in jail?
So the general public, consistently, the resident population's mortality rate outpaces any correctional population's mortality rate. So the general population, their mortality rate is around 800 per 100,000. And for jails, it's around 142 per 100,000. Basically, the takeaway is that the resident population, their mortality rate far outpaces the mortality rate for correctional populations. A lot of what's contributing to that is that the resident population has the youngest members of society and they have the oldest members of society, which you don't see in jails and in prisons, obviously. And another thing to keep in mind for jails and prisons is that motor vehicle accidents, for the most part, are pretty much not going to happen. And they're movement within the facility is controlled, you know, so they are keeping them away from risk that the residents are not protected from in the general population.
The Snohomish County Jail is trying to screen more for drugs and for other issues that mm-hmm. inmates might have going into jail. Does mm-hmm. that help to reduce the death rate?
I don't think it can hurt. So I think, you know, it's important for particularly for suicides, what, you know, we were talking about the rates earlier, but the suicide rate in jails is about 40 per 100,000. So it is higher than it is in the resident population, sort of like a reverse effect with accidents, meaning that the youngest and the oldest people in society typically don't commit suicide, and women don't commit suicide at the same rate that men do. And in jails, there are more men than there are women. So sort of men are coming in with known associated risk factors for suicide. Screening, I think with anything else, you know, it's not going to hurt. Facilities, you know, the American Correctional Association and the American Jail Association, they are working with facilities. It's definitely a concern for facilities, and they do take it seriously. And the other thing to keep in mind is that the suicide rate for jails has shrunk considerably since the early 80s. The early 80s, it was, I think, 129 suicides per 100,000 inmates, and now it's about 40 per 100,000 inmates. So I think that, you know, we've definitely seen some progress in that area. How much of that is due to screening and other things, you know, it would be impossible to parse something like that out.
Margaret Noonan is a statistician for the Department of Justice. We were talking about the background of yet another death at the Snohomish County Jail. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.